Hey listeners, if you've noticed, the podcast has been rebranded from the John DeRugeris Show to the Learn, Grow, Achieve podcast by John DeRugeris. This podcast is going to be broader than what it was before, and I believe the Learn, Grow, Achieve mindset is something that I've applied to every aspect of my life, and I feel like that could resonate much more deeply on a much deeper level. It's been a very long day when I'm recording this. On a much deeper level than before. So the podcast is now the Learn, Grow, Achieve podcast. And let's just, dive right in. What's up, everybody? This is John DeRugeris with the Learn, Grow, and Achieve podcast. So I got another car rant for you. I'm in the car right now on the way to the Talladega weekend down in Alabama for the NASCAR Xfinity and Cup race. And this leads me right to my main point about what this podcast is actually about. So, I'm taking this trip solo. This is by myself, just me, and I love it. And it's something about solo trips that I think are very underappreciated and undervalued. Now I'm getting a major deja vu moment, and I don't know why. This is weird. Okay. That specific situation, that specific sentence, and where I was on the highway right there, I felt like I experienced this before. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I talk about it. I've talked about it a lot. I don't know. Anyways, so solo trips are underrated. That is what this podcast is going to be about. So solo trips, on the surface level, it seems, oh, that seems boring. Oh, that doesn't seem fun. Oh, that seems like a waste of time and a waste of money, and there's nothing for you to do. There's nobody for you to hang out with, yada, yada, yada. Well, some of that is true. Yes, it is not around anybody you know, so you can't really hang out with people unless you go out and meet new people. Yeah, you really don't have any interaction with your friends, of course, because you're going by yourself. But I would challenge that it is boring and it is a waste of time and a waste of money, or that it seems lonely. The reason why I want to challenge that is because solo trips are actually pretty liberating. I took a solo trip to Charlotte about 2 years ago for work, and I was there for a few days, and it was probably one of the most invested opportunities I've been in to be able to learn myself and to achieve a sense of self-awareness and to just do kind of what I want to do. I didn't have to worry about anybody else. I didn't have to worry about, whether or not I had to do this obligation or that obligation when I was technically, if I were at home, I would have to do that regardless of what it was. And I didn't really have to go by any particular schedule that correlated with anybody else's schedule. And the next thing that I loved about it so much is that there was a lot of time for just purely alone time, because you are taking the trip by yourself. You're in a car, or you're on a plane, and then you're, going to the hotel or going to the Airbnb or going to wherever you're going to stay by yourself. You're, waking up in the mornings by yourself, all this fun stuff. And I think that is a great experience. Not all the time, but it's a great experience for people who maybe need to learn a little bit about themselves. Maybe they need that time, and I'm the same way with a lot of other people, that they may need the time to actually recharge. I recharge by being by myself and harnessing up that energy. So these solo trips, it's almost like a boosted sense of recharging, for the simple fact of you're in a new place, which is awesome. And two, you're able to kind of do whatever you want to do. Actually, not kind of. You are able to do whatever you want to do. You can stay up till however late at night. You can, go do whatever you want with no schedule. You don't have to worry about what anybody else would like to do or not like to do. You can go experience things that maybe you and your friends wouldn't typically go do if y'all were all together. And so you can just go and experience things by yourself, and I think that's a beautiful thing to do. And so that's what I'm doing right now. I'm on my way down to the Talladega Super Speedway right now for the Xfinity race today, which is Saturday, April 23rd, 2022, and then I'm going to be going into Birmingham, spending the night in Birmingham, and then coming back on Sunday for the Cup race. And it's very liberating, I have to say. It gives you a sense of freedom, and it gives you a sense of self, how can I phrase this? Basically self-empowerment. And it's almost a level of self, I don't even want to say acceptance. I'm trying to figure out the correct words to say, because I know what I'm trying to say. It's almost it's a good exercise for your own being and for your own self-awareness, because you're in self-accountability, or you're in that's the word, accountability. You're only accountable for yourself, and that's a beautiful thing to be, to exercise and figure out and develop. So I would challenge you, take a solo trip. It doesn't have to be a long trip or have to be some fancy place. You could literally take a solo trip, you know, to the mountains. You could take it to your own city and be downtown, or you could take it to something like a few hours away, or you could take a solo trip across the country. You could take a solo trip over the ocean. That's an interesting one, I have to say. Taking a solo trip across the ocean to another country and exploring international cultures by yourself, depending on who you are. Some people may say that's not safe, depending on the person, obviously. You'd want to, you know, be very, you know, safe there. But overall, it's a great experience. And so I challenge you at some point to take maybe a weekend, and if you can, take a weekend by yourself or with your spouse, just y'all two, and or just, you know, you could do it by yourself, whatever it may be, and go someplace that you've always wanted to go, and just go experience it by yourself, and, you know, really reflect on some things about you. And that's really the biggest part about this is too, is being able to have a sense of peace within your own life when you do this, and really having, you know, you're taking yourself away from your daily normal, the normal life, and putting yourself in an outside situation, hence the trip, to be able to see, you know, things maybe that you were doing wrong, or things that you could do better, or things that you were focusing too much on, or things that you weren't focusing on enough. So it's a great exercise all around to really learn about yourself. And that's what I want to challenge all of y'all to do is take a solo trip somewhere. And it's definitely a fun experience. I've loved it 100%. I've done it, well, this is my second technically solo trip. So it's definitely an exciting time, because you can do whatever you want. You can leave whenever you want. You can take as much stuff or as little items as you want on your trip. And it doesn't matter where you go, because it's up to you. You know, you don't have to wait around. So I would definitely challenge you to do that at some point. And other than that, this is the end of Car Rant number 2 about solo trips. So stay tuned for more content. I'm going to be putting out more podcasts as time goes by, around everything, mindset, business, social media, finance, entrepreneurship, motivation, all that fun stuff, and just random thoughts like this that I have. So this is John Drudgers. I hope you have a good weekend, good week, good day, good morning, afternoon, night, whenever you're listening to this. And I'm signing out. Peace.